All right, we're back here on the game. John, Tyler, Grant filling in for Mitch, though Mitch will join us next segment to hear my WrestleMania hot takes because I is not really a wrestling fan at all. No background of wrestling knowledge. Watch pretty much the entire thing. So I've got my thoughts. Look, I'm not saying I don't enjoy it casually every now and then.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't keep holding on to that idea that you're not a wrestling fan.
Well, I say that basically not to insult people. Because I don't want to insult people who are actually wrestling fans. I sat there through the whole damn thing asking Corey a question every time, you know, something new happened. Like, it was like question during a movie guy. Like, I couldn't watch anything without having to ask about it. So I'm not going to insult someone by saying, yeah, I'm a wrestling fan. Because I know the depth of knowledge that Mitch has, and I could spend the rest of my life trying to come up with that, and I won't have it. So I'm not going to say that. But I do have some hot takes, that said, because I have a Twitter account, which therefore means I have an opinion. So I want to run these past Mitch in about 10 minutes. Before we get to Haters and Ballers, Royals edition here, let's see if I can scroll through and find these. I tweeted a picture after the press conference earlier today of the new limestone wall going up out at the stadium, and I had some people. Well, first, our friend Grant tweeted at me, not Grant, but Grant tweeted at me and said, there's a Trump joke in here somewhere. And so I said, all right, if anyone, I think I said I guaranteed a retweet to like the best wall joke that I could get from somebody. And I was honestly a little disappointed. I feel like
you should be.
I feel like people could have done better. Did you see the responses?
That fruit is hanging so low it's on the ground. It's just so easy to go that route. So I appreciated anybody that said anything that didn't have to do with politics.
Well, here's my question. So I saw like the four responses I got. And I was like, I'm not sure that any of these actually fit the bill where I should retweet them. Like, does it
it's
actually.
It's a big honor to get a retweet.
Does it actually count? Well, I'm just, you know, it was what I put out there. So Brennan says, so did you get your 1998 National Champs block or nah? Like, look, man, you make fun of 1998 K-State football. That's a pretty good way to get the quick hook. So that was the first one eliminated. Now that's a wall I will gladly support. It's like. It's just not really funny.
Yeah.
This one, honestly, our friend Brady might have the best submission.
It's
not, like I said, it's not great. Like, we're not working with
I liked the
best of the best here.
Who was it that said?
Can I read Brady's?
Yeah, sure.
Let me get Brady's out before we forget about it. Brady said, not only is this Bill Snyder Family Stadium wall going up, but KU is going to pay for it. Believe me, smart. You know, it's like, it's okay. It's middle of the road. It's middle of the road.
It's just been told very. It's been told a lot.
Okay, well then, which one did you?
It wasn't even a reply. It was someone that just like retweeted it with the comment like going up on a Tuesday.
You know what? You're
because
right.
It is Tuesday.
You're
so.
Right. You're right. That's the winner.
Okay,
that's the winner. Alec is a good friend of mine. So there we go.
Well,
Alec
on our softball team.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that. Going up on a Tuesday. A reference to a Drake song there, though. For those that are not aware. Yeah. So that was pretty good. That was pretty good because the wall is going up. So thank you, everyone, who participated in that impromptu Twitter contest from earlier today. Alex Barnes at 525, but for now we got to get to Haters and Ballers Royals edition. If you are unfamiliar with this game, we started doing it around the NCAA tournament when K-State was playing. The experts and those who pick games, we started classifying them as either haters or ballers, whether or not they pick K-State to win. That would put you in the baller category. If you pick him to lose, you're a hater. So ballers and haters is what we got. This was a difficult one because not many people think the Royals are going to win the division. So we went and looked at all
or even make the playoffs.
Well, right. More on the specifics of all that in just a moment because I do have like some concrete numbers on that thanks to the Kansas City Star. But I did squeeze in three ballers here. We had to get a little creative. But we're going to go haters first, right? That's what we've been doing. Haters first, so we end on ballers?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Haters first, so we end on ballers. Hater number one for the Royals preseason predictions. That would be 538, Nate Silver's prediction site. They have the Royals with the fourth lowest percentage chance in baseball to make the playoffs.
At 11%.
The fourth worst chance in baseball to make the playoffs.
Now, it was a little bit better than that, but they update those every single day. So today, the odds were 3% lower than they were yesterday because the Royals lost. But still, that's not great.
Either way.
Do we have the other teams that...
Yes.
The Phillies.
Padres, Reds, Phillies.
Yes.
Those are the only teams that are worse.
They really think the Twins, even though the Twins beat them yesterday, they really think the Twins are going to...
The Twins.
Wow.
Twins in front of the Royals as far as playoff chances. So I feel like that deserves what is my personal favorite, what I think is the strongest hater sound that we have here. I'm going to go ahead and drop that right off the bat for 538 for being hater number one. They get the Taylor Swift. That's how you know you're a hater, man. You get the T-Swift. Hater number two. That would be the panel of ESPN experts. The only division in the American League in which they unanimously chose a division winner was the AL Central. Well, that sounds like it could be headed in the right direction, right? Wrong. Because they unanimously picked the Indians there. Everything else was split in the AL, but the AL Central, no. The Indians.
And it wasn't like it was a panel of six or seven experts. We're talking about 35 guys that all picked the Indians.
That's right. So, hater number two, the ESPN panel of experts. Super friend, I want me jocking on them, hate them, man. When I do that, soldier boy, I lean to the left, then crack that thing now. It's one of the longer ones.
It goes way too long.
Oh, you just don't like Soulja Boy.
Oh, that song is fine. That was the anthem of my freshman year of high school, I think.
Well, here is hater number three, and hater number three is basically like the all-encompassing hater here to exemplify our point of how much of baseball is hating on the Royals. I just said basically all of baseball experts. Hater number three, because in the Kansas City Star, they found 225 projections from newspapers, CBS, ESPN, Baseball Prospectus, anything you could think of to make picks here. Exactly one out of 225 projections have the Royals winning the division. One.
Man.
12 have the Royals as a wild card team.
That's actually, to me, that's a worse number than one picking them to win the division.
Yeah, you're probably right, because the Indians are going to be a heavy favorite. They went to the World Series last year. Like, we understand how that works. They've got great pitching. I can understand the Indians being the choice there, but thinking that the Royals have just no shot at a wild card spot, yeah.
Because that's 12 out of, how many did you say, 225 or something like that? That's basically having 225 people saying that there's no chance the Royals are going to win 87 games or somewhere in that area.
Yeah. All right, we got to get it moving here so we can get to Mitch. But hater number three, basically all of baseball. Still hating so much hate, I need an AK. To the ballers, which there are not many. But one baller that I heard was, not surprisingly, Ryan Lefebvre on the Fox Sports Kansas City broadcast, and you hear him on the Royals Radio Network on K-Man here from time to time. I did hear him on air predict 89 wins in the playoffs. Believe it was a wild card spot, so even he is not on board for the division. But at least Ryan Lefebvre becomes baller number one for picking the Royals to win 89 games and make the playoffs. That was the one you hated, right? You didn't like the R. Kelly.
I think there was one that was worse. I'm preparing myself.
Baller number two is someone I had literally never heard of until we started trying to put this segment together, and that is the one guy that picked the Royals to win the division. His name is Matt Sussman from Baseball Prospectus. So I just went through all the projections that the Star had and found the one guy who was going to pick the Royals to win the division. So he's basically the biggest baller of the whole segment. Congratulations, Matt Sussman. You are baller number two. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club
is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. See, that one's fine. We're good with that one.
It's because you went to a Destiny's Child concert.
That's right.
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
And finally, the third guy is someone that didn't even pick the Royals to win the division or make the playoffs, and his name's really hard to pronounce, and I've never seen it before, but we had to use it anyway, and that is Gabe Locke. L-A-C-Q-U-E-S, like a French last name.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Locke picked Danny Duffy to win the AL Cy Young. So, respect for that.
And I would say that he's off to a decent start with his performance yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Baller number three, Gabe Locke. Wanna be a baller, shot
caller, 20th play. On the Impala. Yeah, that's probably the worst one.
Oh, that's the original one. That was the first one I pulled, the one that got it all started. You're just too young to appreciate that.
I'm a hater in this segment.
You are a hater.
Hey, I'm younger than Tyler. I appreciate that song.
Thank you, Grant. Thank you. Alex Barnes of 525. Why Jesse Ertz's injury actually could be a blessing in disguise at 510. But when we come back, Mitch joins us by phone to hear my WrestleMania hot takes here on the game.